Be'ezus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Beis, the Mitzvah of Mila, Shir Aleph. The Chinuch says, Parshas told us, Noyach Ein Bo Mitzvah. Meaning that in Parshas Bereishis, we have the Mitzvah of Peru Revu, which we mentioned in the previous Shirim, that Be'emes, according to Tosis and Yevamis and a lot of Rishonim, the mitzvah of Peru Revu is in fact in Parshas Noyach. Because in Bereishis, where it says, Vayomer Lohem Peru Revu, it's talking about a bracha, not the tzivui. And the tzivui is in fact in Parshas Noyach. But according to the Sefer Achinuch, the tzivui was already in Parshas Bereishis, and Parshas Noyach doesn't have a mitzvah. Fret the Minchas Chinuch, but there are a few other mitzvahs in Parshas Noyach. Eiver Menachai, Shvichus Domim. So the Minchas Chinuch tells to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, which is a sugya arucha b'fnei atzmoi, but the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosi Bar Chanino, kol mitzvah shenemra lebnei Noyach, v'nishnis b'sinoi, lezeu lezeu nemra. Any mitzvah that was given to the Bnei Noyach and was repeated again later on in the Torah, so then the klal is that it was given also to the Bnei Noyach and also to Klal Yisrael. Aber a mitzvah that was nemar in the times of Bnei Noyach and it was not repeated again by Sinai, then it was only given to the Yisrael, even though it was mentioned earlier before Klal Yisrael. And that the Gemara says, the only dogma of such a mitzvah is Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe is only mentioned earlier, and Afal Pikein, it's considered only for Yisrael, not for Ben Noyach. B'chol Eifin, a mitzvah that was Nemra Vinishness is given to Bnei Noyach and to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Zaktich Minchas Chinuch, Shvichus Domim, Eivir Menachai, is Avada mentioned in Parshas Noyach. But the Parshas Noyach mention of it is Noyachdik, Bnei Noyachdik. When it's repeated again later on in the Torah, then it's given to Yisrael, and of course the Sefer Achinuch will count Shvichus Domim and Eivir Menachai at the appropriate places later. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, Milo was Nemra Vinishnis. Milo was given over here in Sefer Bereishis, Himol Yimol Lachem Kol Zachar by Avram Avinu, but it's repeated again in Parshas Tazria, as the Chinuch brings, Uveyoy Mashmini Yima Basar Arlosoy. According to the rule of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a mitzvah that's Nemar of Anishness. It should remain that it's Lebnei Noyach Gamke Nemar, and there should be a din of Bnei Noyach. So the Gemara says, no, mitzvah Smila is different. It was not Chazra of Anishness, Lemitzvosa. It was repeated again for a specific reason to teach you Biyoim, Viyoim Hashmini, Yimo, Afilu B'Shabbos. Since it was repeated, not to be Machadish that it's for Bnei Noyach and for Yisrael. La'olam, the mitzvah of Mila is only for Yisrael. This that it was repeated, it was Nemra of Anishness, is to teach you the Chiddush of Uviyoim Afilu B'Shabbos. That's the Hakadoma that the Minchas Chinuch gives to explain why Taka Parshas Noyach Ein Bo Mitzvah. Now, Parshas Lech Lecha, Avada, we say, has the Mitzvah of Mila, and the first topic that the Minchas Chinuch starts off with is the Din of Priya. We know that there's a Din of Mila and there's a Din of Priya. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lamed Zayin, HaKol HaMol V'loi Pora Ki'ilu Loi Mol. It is a Seder Advarim over here that you need Mila and Priya, and it's Ma'akev. If you don't do Priya, it's Ki'ilu Loi Mol. What's the Taich that is Mila and is Priya? There's a famous Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Beis Halevi says that Mila is Sur Meira. Priya is Asei Toiv. Mila is Asur Meira. It's taking off the Arlus. Hasora Sa'arla. Priya is Asei Toiv, it's Ois Bris Koidish. He brings a smachtidis from a medrish in Shir HaShirim. Mayofis umano amt. Mayofis beklayim. Mano amt betzitzis. Klayim is the negative, tzitzis is the positive. Mayofis beorlo. The first 3 years of fruit is orlo. Mano amt berevai. When it's not the revai, is ready the kedusha. And the medrish continues. Mayofis bemilo umano amt bepriya. Priya is the positive chelik of it. And he has an arichas to explain that the mila is the nekuda of the sur meira, the priya is the nekuda of the asei toif. The Gemara says in Yevamis, Dafayin Aleph, Amarab bar Yitzchok Amarav, Loi nitno priya la Avram Avinu. Priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Priya was only given in the times of Yahushua. Shenemar, it brings the pasuk and say for Yahushua, capital Hey. Be'esahi, Omar Hashem al Yeshua, Asei lochoch harvois tzurim, v'shuv mul as Bnei Yisrael sheinus. Shuv mul as Bnei Yisrael sheinus. Go mal them again. So the Gemara Darshan state though that in the times of Yeshua was neschadish the second shlav of Mila. Shuv mal them again. meaning even the ones that were mohol already, but they didn't do priya yet. Mal them again. Shuv, mal them again. Frek the Gemara. So you want to tell me that in Be'emes, in the times of Avram Avinu, there was no priya, and only in the times of Yeshua was Neschadish, the second shlav of priya. Frek the Gemara, what's the raya? The pasuk says that in the times of Yeshua, they have to mal. Gedil mahanach deloy mohol. Dichsiv ki mulem hayu kol ha'om ha'yoytzim, v'chol ha'om ha'yiloydim ba'midbar, b'derech b'tzeisom imitzrayim loy mohol. The pasuk says beferish in Yeshua that the Mehulim were the only ones that had originally been in Mitzrayim. In the Midbar itself, they didn't do Mila. The Gemara goes on to explain the Hemshech over there, because of Chol Shad Urcha, or because they were Nezufin Lefnei Amokim, there was no Ruach Tzfoinis, and therefore they weren't able to do Mila in the Midbar. So for the Gemara, what's the Raya that Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua? Maybe over here Yeshua is doing Mila on the ones that weren't Mohu. So the Gemara, no, but in Kemai Shuv, what does it mean Shuv? Shuv is to teach you that it was Neschadish now the din of Priya. Kum Techois, Be'emes, in the times of Avram, there was no din of Priya yet. Priya was Neschadish in the times of Yeshua. Nevertheless, the Menchasinach says, Avad, it's Poshet, that Priya is a Doiraisa. It's a Halacha L'moishe Sinai, and Yeshua was Soimichid on a Kroah. Tosis explains there, it can't be that Yeshua, and Ein Novi Rashoi L'chadish Badovar in the Torah, Avad, it was already a Doiraisa, Halacha L'moishe Sinai. Tariyag Mitzvahs Nemra L'moishe Sinai. Yeshua wasn't Mechadish something beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. It was already a halacha l'moshe Sinai, but the smach of it is from the times of Yeshua, because it says over here by Yeshua, v'shuv mol, even though they'd had Mila, now go and do Priya. So Priya is a doiraisa, and it's ma'akiv, kol ha'mol v'loi para ki'ilu loi mol, but it's nischadish in the times of Yeshua. L'chayre, it looks like it's a machlekes though. It looks like it's a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, for starters. We just said that the Bavli, the Gemara in Yevamos, Dafayin Aleph says that Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua. The Yerushalmi in Yevamos in Perek Ha'aral, and also the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Yutes, Perek Rabbi Lezer, the Mila. The Yerushalmi in both those places brings, what's the makar for Priya? Priya is a deraisa. So the Yerushalmi brings a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Akiva says, it says in Bereishis by Avram, Himol Yimol Lochem Kol Zachar. Himol Yimol is a double lashin. Himol Yimol Chad Lemilo Chad Lepriya. So the double lashin of Himol Yimol is the makar of Priya, and that's already by Avram. Rabbi Yishmol brings a different makar, not by Avram, but by Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shmois by Tzipora, who was Mal, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Chasan Domim Lamulois. Zok the Yerushalmi Lamulois is lashin Rabim. So it's Chad Lemilo, Chad Lepriya. So the Yerushalmi Be'emes has Makairis for Priya before Yeshua. The Bavli says that the Makar of Priya is by Yeshua, where it says Vishuv Mol is Bnei Yisrael. The Yerushalmi has prior Makairis already, from Himol Yimol by Avram, from Chasan Domim Lamulos. The Emes is, even in the Bavli, this is a little bit of a Nakuda in the Pshatov over here in the Sugyub and the Fayin Aleph. If you look carefully, Rashi already brings a Yesh Oimrim. And the Ritva talks about this, Rabbeinu Chanan, or other Rishonim. They want to learn that even in the Bavli, L'maskona is a mahpecha. It's very edel there in the Gemara, but we'll just speak it out. The Gemara Taka says, maybe when it says by Yeshua there was Mila, it was just to mal the ones that weren't mohol yet. Zok the Gemara, then what does it say, Vishuv? But then the Gemara says, yeah, but why does it say Shenis? Vishuv mol is Bnei Yisrael, Shenis. So Pasha Pshat, the Gemara says, Shenis is for something else, for the din of Tzitzin, Hama'akvin, Shenis. But these Rishonim know that once the Gemara brings in that it says Vishuv Mol is Bnei Yisrael Shenis, it's Taka Oma Pecha, and the Maskona Taka Mila was given already before, and when it says Yeshua over here, it's going for Tzitzin Ama'akvin, it has nothing to do with Priya, and it comes out that maybe even in the Bavli is it sad that Priya was before the times of Yeshua. But about the Parshat Pshat in the Bavli, Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua, the Yerushalmi L'chayr is Mashma Nishtas. Zokti Menches Chinuch, Lefi, this idea, if we'll name on, that Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua, he wants to say a word. We know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Bnei Keturah Achayiv in Mila. Even though Bnei Noach went Esmayit, and like the Gemara said, we mentioned that at the beginning, that even though Mila was Chazra V'Nishnis, it was only Nishnis for its mitzvah of Doich HaShabbos, but Avad, it's only for Yisrael. But the Gemara learns out from a drosha, that Bnei Keturah Achayiv in Mila. Zokti Menches Chinuch, even though Bnei Keturah Achayiv in Mila, but Bnei Keturah only have Mila, they don't have Priya. Avada, there's a din d'oraisa on B'nai Keturah. Oh, but the din of B'nai Keturah is only on Mila, not on Priya. Priya was only given to Yeshua. B'nai Keturah have nothing to do with that. The emes is in that Gemara of B'nai Keturah, it's a sugya b'fnei atzmai, Rashi learns it's only referring to the original six children of Keturah. The six children, that generation. But the Rambam, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, the Rambam learns, and we'll talk about this more behemshech, but the Rambam learns that B'nai Keturah, Achayiv and Mila, even the Doiris, Yidin Achayiv and Mila, and B'nai Keturah. But not in Priya. The Etzem Yesoid is already Mavur in the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Memtes. The Shagas Aryeh has a few kashas, Arichas Dvarim over there, but he has a Shaila. First of all, a B'nai Keturah should be kosher to Mal. And the Pashtas is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin says that a Goy, any Goy, even a Ben Keturah, is not able to be Mohel, to be a Mohel, because only a Mohel is Mohel. And a Goy, even if he's Mohel, has a din of an Oral. Why? What about B'nai Keturah? B'nai Keturah chayiv midoy rais and Mila. He says, yeah, but only Mila and not Priya. And since Bezman Azeh kol amol v'loy porak ilu loy mol, B'nai Keturah also are considered arelim. This is also coming to explain the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara says, l'gavi Nedarim, ha-noider min ha-mehulim. Someone makes a neder that he's not going to have enough from mehulim, from people that are mohul. He's also to have enough from any yid, even a yid who's an oral. Because a yid is called mohul. And he's allowed to have enough from any goy, even a goy who's mohol. Because a goy is oral. The person made a neder, hanoyder min ha'arelim. Hanoyder min ha'arelim is usher in any oral. Even a goy mohol is called oral. Mitacheni, a yid is not called oral. Frektishagasar, yachach, the Gemara should say in the Dorim that it's an afkamina for B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah should be considered mohol. B'nai Gei Hilchis in the Dorim. Hanoyder min ha'mehulim should be usher in a Ben Keturah. Teretz is no, because B'nai Keturah don't have Priya. They have a Mila, they have a Mitzvah's Mila, and it's a Deiraisa Dika Mitzvah. But they don't have the Chelek of Priya. Priya was only given in the times of Yeshua, and therefore B'nai Keturah also are on the status of Arelim. A Ben Keturah is not kosher to be a Moil. A Ben Keturah is considered an Oral. B'nai Gei Hilchis Nedarim. Hanoidim in a Harelim is Osir in a Ben Keturah. Hanoidim in a Mahulim is Mutter in a Ben Keturah. Ben Keturah, together with all the other Arailim of the Goyim, have a din of Oral, because the fact that he's Chayiv and Mila doesn't give him that status of Mahulim, because he doesn't have Priya. There are other Makairis also to this idea that B'nai Keturah, even though they're Chayiv and Mila, don't have Priya. Another Geshmakim Marmokim about this is the Marsha in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalid. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalid, Vayichad Yisroi. And there's a few different pshat, what does it mean, Vayichad Yisroi? So one pshat the Gemara says, there's Rav Omar, Vayichad Yisroi Shehevir Cheriv Chad Al Besoroi. He was mal himself. He took a sharp knife and he was mal himself. Vayichad Yisroi. Shmuel says, no, Vayichad Yisroi is Nasa Besoroi Chadudim Chadudim. He got off a treselt. Like the Gemara says there, Haina da Amrayinshi, a ger until 10 doiris, you shouldn't chepper him. He got fatraced about what happened to the Mitzrayim. But upon him, Rav learns, Vayichad Yisroi, Shehevir Cherev Chad al Besore, he was mal himself. Frek de Marsha, in the Chedushi HaGodis over there in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalid, Yisroi was a Kohen Midyon. Midyon was one of the six B'nai Keturah. Midyon is from the B'nai Keturah. The Rambam Shita is that B'nai Keturah, Achayiv and Mila, not only the original six children, like Rashi says over there in Sanhedrin, but L'doiris B'nai Keturah, Achayiv and Mila. So Frek de Marsha, Yisroi was already Mohol. Why is it Vayichad Yisroi that Yisroi is maling himself with a Cherev Chada? He was a B'nai Keturah. Mitzad Hilchas B'nai Keturah, he's already Achayiv to mal himself. Yisroi was a Kohen Midyan. Zok de Marsha, Kalach Yad. Yeah, but B'nai Keturah are only Achayiv and Mila. They're not Achayiv and Priya. Yisroi was now doing b'cherev chada, could be for Priya specifically, you need a sharper knife. He took a cherev chada and he did Priya. So this Marsha is another smach to this idea. Yisroi from B'nai Keturah, he's a Midyani, B'nai Keturah, is chayiv and mila, he was already mohol. But now he was doing Priya. It's vayta mamshik with that idea. The truth is on this Esam Kash of Yisroi, there are other pshatim. First of all, it's not poshut that Yisroi was from B'nai Midyan. Yes, he had a shteller in Midyan. He was Koyin Midyan. Yes. But he was really, like some Rishonim, he was a Mitzri. I mean, anyways, if you want to tell me he was a Midyani, we know he had a shteller in Mitzrayim also. Gimel, Hoyu, Ba'yisei, Eitza. So, Mamonashach, either he was a Mitzri who had a shteller in Midyan, or he was a Midyani who had a shteller in Mitzri, in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva Egerman Gilyan Ashas in Sanhedrin Sadi Dalit over there brings a Rabbeinu Bachaya. You know, because the Gemara says, what was the other man, the Amr? Shmuel says that Vayichad Yisrael means he was Nase Besari Chadudin Chadud, and he got all nervous. Why? So the Gemara, because a ger until 10 doyers he can't shepherd. Zok Rabbeinu Bachaya, Rabbi Kiva Egerman brings there, Yisroy was a Benach Rabben 10 doyers from Chom Ben Noyach. He's a Mitzri. He goes all the way back to Chom. So if I forget, Yisrael was a Mitzri. He grada was a Koyin Midian. He had a Shteller in Midian. But he wasn't a Midiani. He wasn't from the Bnei Keturah. He was a Benach Ben as Mitzri. And Akoponim, that's another pshat that could answer up why Yisrael needed to mal himself. He wasn't the Ben Keturah. The truth is, there's another Teretz, the Chassam Sofer says, the Menchas Chinuch Be'etzem talks about it later, even if a Ben Keturah was mal himself, and even Lu Yitzuyer, not like the Shagas Aryeh, that a Ben Keturah is chayiv in Priya, and he did Mila and Priya, as a Goy, as a Ben Keturah, Avada Soif Soif, if he wants to come now and be Magayer, he needs to be Magayer, he needs to do a Tofes Dam Bris, he needs to do something, he needs to do a Milas Geiris. The Doiraisa Dike B'nei Keturah Dike Mila that he did won't suffice for his Geiris. And Abizai Poshet, Vayichad Yisroi could mean that he was coming to do Mila B'negeya, the Gedorim of Geiris. But the Marsha didn't say that. The Marsha said that the Vayichad Yisroi is that he came to do Priya. In that Gemara in Yevamos, where again the Gemara says Lo nitna priya l'Avraham Avinu, and only in the times of Yahshua was neschadish the priya, and the Gemara says because it was from Yishuv, and that's why we're saying that Bnei Keturah, even if they're chayiv and mila, don't have the din the iraisa of priya. But you have to know what about according to the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says that the makar of mila is from Himol Yimol by Avraham Avinu already. Himol Yimol. Chad le Mila, Chad le Priya. I bazay, maybe Bnei Keturah should also be Chayev. I'm misupik. What about the other man, the Yomer? The other man, the Yomer, learns it out from Tzipoira that it says Chasan Domim Lamulois. Maybe only at a later stage was given to them. Maybe in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Shlav that maybe in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu was Neschadish over here. But if it's from Himol Yimol, then Lechayev already in the times of Avram, there was a din of Priya. Himol Yimol, the Rabbis is a Priya. And then Lechayev, even Bnei Keturah would be involved. Like the sheet of Chasan Damim Lamulois, that it was from the times of Tzipori, you can clear. Tosis over there in Yevamos has a kasha. Leinit nepriya l'Avram Avinu, umikomokem Avram pora milosan, afagav de loinit stava, kedarminim bebreishis rab. Frek Tosis and the Ritva and a lot of the Rishonim there in Yevamos, they bring a medrash that Avram Avinu did priya. It's questionable in the medrash. Does the medrash mean that Avram Avinu did priya on himself? Or that no, by him it was already, he was older and it was mo'och. There's a shayla b'chalal, if there's priya by a godol, the Minchas Chinuch has a tzad that the din of priya is only mamish by a koton. Here Avram Avinu was already 100 years old. So it's questionable if Avram Avinu did priya. But Chachi did priya on Yishmael. When he was mal Yishmael, he did priya. So Frek Toises and the Rishonim, why is he doing priya? Loi nitna priya l'Avram Avinu. If loi nitna priya l'Avram Avinu, why does the Medrash say that he did priya? And for Toisvis and the Rishonim, because Avram Avinu Kayim Kol HaToyra Kulo. And we're going to go into this topic a little bit. There's a Gemara in Yumad Af Chof Ches that says that Kayim Avram Avinu Kol HaToyra Kulo Lifnation Nitno Vafilu Erev Tavshilin Erev Tchumin. There's a Shail of the Girsa, but Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. Oy Bazoi Zok Toisam Oyer DeGazach. The Tzivoy of Priya was taught only in the times of Yeshua. Avram Avinu was only mitzvah in Mila. Why did Avram Avinu do Priya on himself or on Yishmael? Because he was Mekayim Kol HaToyra Kula. Avram Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaToyra Kula. So he also did Priya. You know, I was clarifying that could also be pshat by Tzipoira. Maybe when it says by Tzipoira, Chasan Domin Lamulois, it's saying a Sipur Dvar. And Tzipoira Grada did Priya also, because she was also a descendant of Avram, who already established an idea, a lot of Rishonim learn like that, that not only Avram kept Kol HaToyra Kula, also his descendants in Mitzrayim, until Matan Torah, all were already Bnei Avram, that they kept the mitzvahs. I'm not going now into the topic of the Parashas Drochem, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Big Shaila, whether they had a din of a Yid or a din of a Goy, but Akoponim, they kept mitzvahs. So Avram Avinu did Priya because he was Mekayim Kol HaToyra Kula. But now we have to make a little bit of a cheshbon. We're saying now that Avram Avinu wasn't Mitztave in Priya, but he did Priya because he was Mekayim Kol HaToyra Kula. But that leads us to a basic question. which the Rishonim talk about Barichas, we're going to touch upon a little bit. If Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, as I state in the Gemara, in Yom HaChavches, either as a status of a Yid or a status of a Ben Noach, again, it's a big Shaila, but he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So why did Avraham Avinu not mal himself until he got a tzivui from the Ribbono Shel Olam when he was 100 years old? If he was Mekayim all the other mitzvahs, why wasn't he Mekayim mitzvahs Mila also? So the Marsha asks the Kasha in a few different places. And the Marsha says a Yesoid. The Marsha says that when did Avraham Avinu start being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? Avraham Avinu started being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula only after he was mal himself. The idea that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula is that when he was 100 years old and he did Mila, so his halich lefonai veheyei samim, that's when he started keeping the other mitzvahs. Again, either mamash has the status of a yid or ben noach, but he was keeping mitzvahs. But when did he start keeping the mitzvahs? When he was mal himself. Prior to that, he didn't keep mitzvahs. So it's not a kasha why didn't Avraham mal himself with the concept of kayim kol HaTorah Kula. He only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mal himself. That's the chiddush of the Marsha. With this yisoid, the Marsha answers other kashas. Had an Avraham Avinu marry Sarah without looking at her, it's mevor that he said he neino yadati ki isha yifasmarot. He didn't know that she was yifasmara. Why not? He has to look at her before they get married. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Teretz says he married her before he did Mila. He wasn't mekayim all the mitzvahs then yet. The Marsha uses this to answer: had an Avraham Avinu marry Hagar, who was a mitzvahs, a mitzvahs is aser, a mitzvahs rishon. That's the yisoid of the Marsha, that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after Mila. Now, not everyone learns like that. A lot of Rishonim, a yam of Shitas that ask this question of Mila and say many various other Trutzim are obviously going not like that. And there's Makar to this in the Medrash Tanchuma also, that the Eibishter saw already mitchila that Avraham Avinu, even at a younger age, was being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. He had a Havana to understand Kol HaTorah Kula. So it's Hadrakushi Laduchta. If Avraham Avinu is being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, why wasn't he mal himself also as a 30, 40, 50 year old? So there are many Trutzim. I want to go into the ones that are negay for us. First of all, a bris milah is a bris. It's a covenant. It's a treaty between two parties. It doesn't pass to have the milah unless the Eibishter is the one that initiates it and tells him he wants to make that treaty. It's not something you could do on your own. Another pshat is because Godal ha-mitzuvah ve'oisa mimi she'enoi mitzuvah ve'oisa. And Avad Avraham Avinu, before he was mitzuvah, was doing mitzvahs as an eni mitzuvah ve'oisa. But why not? Mila is a mitzvah you can only do once. You don't have another opportunity. And therefore Avraham Avinu, assumingly, knew, if he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, he knew also Parshas Lech Lecha, he knew that he was going to get a tzivoy to do Mila, and he would have rather done it one time as a mitzvah v'oisa. It's Yedua B'Shem the Briskerov, that the Briskerov says that the reason Avraham Avinu wasn't mal himself before is because he wasn't an Oral. Mila is to take off the Arlus. Before he got the tzivoy, he didn't have a din oral. I want to say efshu, a chiddush, a taich. What does the Briskerov mean that Avraham Avinu wasn't an oral? I mean, there was the aver to be chaytich. What does it mean he was not an oral? Kenzai, the taich is like this. The Gemara says in the Dorim that Avraham Avinu was originally Avram without a hay, 243. Then he was Moisef Shlemus to the last five Avarim. Shnei was nine, and the Rosh HaGeviyah, and then he became Avraham, and he was Mashlem B'Shlemus his entire Ramache Varim. A Goy is called an Oral. A Goy is called an Oral even if he's Mal himself. Why? He did Mila, he was Chaytich the Oralus. Because a Goy's entire Ramache Varim is one big Cheftz of Oralus. Avraham Avinu paved the way, and that's why we say Blachnisay Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu paved the way that he made his Hashlam on his whole Guf. First of 243 Avarim, and finally the Bishlemas of the last five, and then he was ready to be Chaytich the Arlus. Every Yid that's born is already Kemat Bishlemas, and he's not an Oral. His whole entire Kemat Ramach Avarim is not Arlus. And when he's Chaytich it, and he's Mashlem the Mila, he's Mashlem and Meser the Arla. A Goy can't do that, because a Goy is called Kulei Oral. Sok the Briskerov Avraham Avinu also, before he got the Tzivoy, still had a din of an, not because the Mokam Amil is not Arlis, it's Kulei Arlis. Only when it's Neschadish, only when it's Neschadish, the Tzivoy, then Avraham Avinu is an Oral, and then he's able to mal himself. So it's interesting. The Brisker Rav is saying the reason Avraham Avinu wasn't mal himself before is because he was not an oral yet. But there's another nusach in the Achroinim, and it's again now for the cheshbon we're going to make, that the reason Avraham Avinu wasn't mal himself before is because he wasn't a moihel and there was no moihel available. Who could be a moihel? Only someone who's mohel. So who could do milat Avraham Avinu? So be'emes you could ask, who taka did milat Avraham Avinu? So one medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mal Avraham Avinu. V'chorois imoy habris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mal Avraham Avinu. If so, that alone is already the teretz to our kasha. That alone is already the teretz to our kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malim, he couldn't have mal himself before. But there's another mahalach based on Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. I want to add to it and make a cheshbon like this. The emes is, who was mal Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was mal himself. How is he able to be mal himself? You need to be mohol in order to be a mohol. Teretz is bevasachas. Boyim ka'achas. He was mal himself and became a mohol, and that's how he was a mohol, and everything is good. But Varn's Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, every ger, why can't he mal himself? We know a ger needs mila, and avada, a yid has to be mal the ger. Why? Let the goy, ger, mal himself, and boyim ka'achas, he's mohol. Teretz is because kol hamol v'loy para ki'ilu loy mol. Kol hamol v'loy para ki'ilu loy mol. So if he's going to mal himself, the goy, and he doesn't do priya yet, it takes a few minutes, he did milo, he's not mohu yet because he didn't do priya, and it's no good. By Avraham Avinu, here's a meridik achap. Avraham Avinu be'emes did priya to himself also. But priya he only did because he was mitzuvah, he was makayim kol terakula, that's in yonim. He's not be'emes mitzuvah, he was, Yeshua was nitzdave in priya. Avraham Avinu wasn't nitzdave in priya. He was only nitzdave in milo. In the milah that he was nitzdave in, he could do boim ka'achas. And that's the teretz. We're asking, if you go not like the Marsha, that Avraham Avinu was already being mekayim mitzvahs beforehand, so why didn't he do milah already? The teretz is, if Avraham Avinu is going to mal himself before he gets a meferish at tzivui, so why is he doing milah? Because he's mekayim kala terakula. But I say b'chinah, he's also supposed to do priya. Same Madrega. And like we said already, a ger can't mal himself with a boyim ka'achas because the mila and the priya is two stages, and when he's mal himself, he's not mal yet. Now that Avraham Avinu got a tzivoy to do mila, and priya is not a tzivoy, he can mal himself with a boyim ka'achas. And that's why he waited and he got the tzivoy and he was mal himself boyim ka'achas. Well, firois, very interesting now. There's a shayla in the Achroinim, in the Mefarshim, in the Rishonim already handle, when Avraham Avinu was mal himself and all his Bnei Beisoy. Was he mal himself first, and then all the Bnei Beisoy, or Fakert? The Ramban Lamashal says that Avraham Avinu was mal himself last. Because, who was mal all everyone? Avraham Avinu was busy. The Ramban says he was mezamin lehem moyalim harbe. I don't know who those moyalim were. Maybe Shem ben Noyach was noilad mohol, so he could be a good moyal. Some Midrashim say, but the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu was mizam in a lot of different moyalim, and he was mal ul the Bnei Beisoy first, and he was mal himself last. That's the Ramban. But most Mefarshim, the Arachayim HaKadosh, and other Mefarshim, they learned that no, Avraham Avinu was mal himself first, and they say he has to. Because Avraham Avinu was the moyal for everyone else, and only a moyal whose mohol could be a moyal. So like we said, Avraham Avinu was mal himself first, and made a boyim ka'achas. He made a boyim ka'achas and he's mohol. Now he could be mal everyone else. But if you can go one step weiter, I have another raya that Avraham Avinu was mal himself first. Tosis brings over here in Yevamos that Avraham Avinu did priya to Yishmael. Why did he do priya to Yishmael? He's not mitzuv in priya. Because Avraham was makayim kol ha'terakula. But like the Marsha, that Avraham Avinu only starts being makayim kol ha'terakula when he's already mohol. So he only started keeping the whole Torah after he was mal himself. So it's obvious, if you put the Marsha's Yesoid together with this Tosfos Yevamos, the Marsha's Yesoid, that Avraham Avinu only started keeping mitzvahs after he was mohol. And Tosfos over here is saying that Avraham Avinu did priya to Yishmael with the bechina of Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Behechrich, that Avraham Avinu first was mal himself, became nitztave, and now he was doing priya on Yishmael. We know that the Medrash says in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar that Avraham Avinu was mal himself on Yom Kippur. And I had a shayla. How could Avraham Avinu mal himself on Yom Kippur? Avraham Avinu was l'chayra a mila shaloi bezmano. He wasn't 8 days old. It's a mila shaloi bezmano. How is Avraham Avinu's mila doicha Yom Kippur? It's a mila shaloi bezmano. So at one point I wanted to answer that Avraham Avinu's mila was mila bezmano. Bezmano is lav dafka the 8th day. Bezmano is on the first day that you're in Netzstava. When it's Neschadish to Arlus, that's when you have to be mal. By Avraham Avinu, that day that he was Netzstava was the mila bezmano. It could be, it's a vort, but I saw that the Marsha in the Dorim Daf Lamedei state Nishtazoy. The Gemara there says a whole bunch of things, Gedoyla mila, and one of them is Gedoyla mila, Shalinikra Avram Tomim, until he was mal. Frek the Marsha, what's the grace of Chiddush there? Zok the Marsha, it's a Chiddush that even though it was a mila shaloi bezmano, afal piken, he was betaminus. So you see the Marsha Driksois that it's a mila shaloi bezmano. So how is it Doicha Yom Kippur? So the Emes is it's Poshet. Avraham Avinu's Mikmakayim called Terakula is in Yonim. He's not Mitzuva. Mila HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavahim. But Sivoy Mefurish is Doicha Yom Kippur. The Shail is yeah. But what about the Pri on Yishmo? Assumingly, if Pri is also involving a Chil Shabbos, a Chil Yom Kippur, how did Avraham Avinu do Pri on Yishmo and says Doch Yom Kippur? So you would be able to say a Chap that maybe it wasn't Yom Kippur yet because Avraham Avinu only started keeping mitzvahs after he was mal. But it's not true, because we already made the cheshbin that Avraham Avinu was first mal himself, then he became Netzstava, it became Yom Kippur, and now he's being mal the rest of them. How is he mal Yishmael with Priya on Yom Kippur, and it already became Yom Kippur for him? If it already became Yom Kippur, how is he now able to mal himself, do Priya on Yishmael? How is he able to do Priya on Yishmael? The Minchas Chinuch brings behemshich that the Rosh says that when do you make the bracha of Lachnisa Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu? So he says you make the bracha of Lachnisa Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu after the Mila, before the Priya. What's the pshat? Because you want to make a bracha over Lasiyosan. The Rosh is assuming that the bracha of Lachnisoi Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu is also a Birchas HaMitzvahs. A lot of other Rishonim learn it's a Birchas HaShevach. But the Rosh learns that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And being a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it needs to be over Lasiyosan. It's over Lasiyosan because it's after the Mila Taka, but it's Chach before the Priya. And Kalamol V'lei Parak Ilu Leimol. Frektim and Cheschinach. Yeah, but the Lashon of the bracha is Lachnisoi Bevrisoi Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu didn't have Priya. How could you tell me that you're making a bracha of Lachnisa Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu after you already did the Mila of Avraham Avinu, and you're saying it's still over Lassi Yosan because you didn't do Priya? Avraham didn't have Priya Mitzat Sivui. So the Chasam Sofer says a Taich. He says the Yisoid of Priya, maybe this is not like the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi said Priya is a separate Madreg of Kedusha. The Chasam Sofer says differently. Was Sacha called Mechadish that Priya also is necessary to be Maser the Arlus. The Yisoid of Mila is to be Maser the Arlus. Grad in the times of Avraham Avinu, Mila Lechud was Maser the Arlus. It wasn't required Priya. Now that it was Neschadish, Kolamovale Para, that you need Priya also, the Seder, so you need Priya also. You need Priya also. That's what's necessary to be Maser the Arlus. If you didn't do Priya yet, you still haven't been Mashlim the Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Now, other Rishonim argue, and they say, not like the Rosh, they say you can't make the bracha of Lachnisa after the Mila before the Priya. They have a stomach hold, like the other Tzad, that Priya is a separate Madrega. Oh, but the Etzem idea of Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, that already was done, and therefore it's not over Lasiyasa. And I saw a Dover Tamua, we Messiah with this, a Dover Tamua. You know, there's two brachas by Mila. And we said already, some Rishonim learn that the bracha of Al HaMilas and Birchas HaMitzvahs, the bracha of Lachnisa is a Birchas HaShevach. Others learn that one is a bracha on the Maisa Mila and one is the bracha on being mohol. Both are brichas HaMitzvahs. But one is a bracha on being mohol. But I saw, under one to the Taina, that it's two brachas. One is on the mitzvah of Mila and one is on the mitzvah of Priya. But it's a dover tamua to say that the bracha of Lachnisoi is on the mitzvah of Priya. If once again, if like Nitna Priya, Avraham Avinu, that Avada would be a Devar Tema. Bezer Hashem will be Mamshich Weiter.